Radio Prague News.
Ostrava marks 70 years since its liberation in World War II. The Russian Night Wolves say they will take part in the celebrations. And a survey suggests a third of working age Czechs face depression and breakdown. The city of Ostrava marked the 70th anniversary of its liberation during World War II on Thursday. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka launched events with a commemoration service, which was followed by a military parade by units of the Czech army, with a series of cultural events in the country's third biggest city following. Ostrava was liberated after a fierce battle by Red Army units from the 4th Ukrainian Front and members of the Czechoslovak Brigade. The city was staunchly defended by Nazi units, as Moravia and Silesia still accounted for around 35% of remaining Nazi industrial production. The loss of the area was seen by some Nazi leaders as the final confirmation that the war was over. One of the organisers of the Russian motorcycle gang, the Night Wolves, has said members will be present in the city of Ostrava to mark the 70th anniversary events. Andrei Bobovsky made the announcement on the Russian radio station Govorit Moskva. Czech police, however, say they have no knowledge of any members of the motorcycle group, known as partisans of President Vladimir Putin, being on Czech soil. According to Russian news sources, part of the Night Wolves contingent entered the European Union through Hungary and intend to regroup at Bratislava in Slovakia and then head towards Berlin for the anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. Around 3 out of 10 Czechs say they suffer from depression, and around the same proportion believe they face a breakdown. The figures were released following a survey carried out by the Psychiatric Clinic of Charles University and the STEM Opinion Poll Agency. It found 3 out of 10 Czechs between 25 and 65 years of age said they suffered from depression. The highest risk groups were those between 35 and 44 and those over 51. Around 10% said they had considered ending their lives. The survey also found 34% of respondents said they thought they faced a mental breakdown, with around 20% saying they had seen clear signs of this. 4 out of 10 Czechs saying they faced a breakdown were in jobs with heavy responsibilities. The Czech government has approved a state budget deficit of 70 billion crowns for 2016. Under the agreement reached late Wednesday, civil servants' pay will rise by 3% and expenditure on science and research will increase by 1.5 billion crowns against the original proposal of 28.1 billion, the head of the ANO party group, Jaroslav Faltinek, said. Mr. Faltinek said the agreement was a partial compromise, adding that the 70 billion crown deficit was good news. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said after the cabinet meeting that the government had agreed to seek extra funds for security, pensions, science and research, and co-financing of rural development programmes. President Miloš Zeman has said he will veto a proposed law which would, under certain circumstances, increase the speed limit on Czech motorways from 130 kilometres an hour to 150 kilometres an hour. Zeman said during an ongoing tour of the central Bohemian region that he opposed any move that could increase road fatalities and injuries. He added that Czech motorways simply did not compare for quality with those in Germany. The proposal to increase the speed limit, if weather and road conditions are acceptable, on certain sections of motorway has already been backed by the lower house of parliament, but still needs to be approved by the upper house, the Senate, and the head of state. Minister of Transport Dan Čok has said he would not nominate stretches of road where the higher speed limits could apply. A Muslim girl who was banned from wearing a headscarf by a Czech nursing school is seeking an apology and compensation, her lawyer has told Czech television. The girl, originally from Somalia, and other students from Afghanistan have reportedly ended their studies at the school. The broadcaster reported Thursday that the girl's lawyer has taken the first steps towards starting legal proceedings against the school. The school banned divided opinion in the Czech Republic. The girl's rights were defended by the ombudsman, but attacked by many politicians, including head of state Miloš Zeman. He said that Czech cultural traditions should be respected. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.